Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Everybody, I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have an incredible hour for you today, and for anyone out there working hard to build your dreams and your visions, I hope you're with us today. Each Wednesday here, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, we dive into life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our life. The goal is to get stronger, happier, and closer every day to your inspired life. Again, it's wonderful to be here with you all today, and thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, a very warm welcome to you. I hope everyone is consciously awake, I always like to say, and tending to their mind, body, spirits equally well. I am so excited about today. The topic is really profound. I want to, however, start with this wonderful poem. And it's a poem that, frankly, in my life has had a dramatic effect on me, especially many, many years ago when I really needed to hear this. And the poem is called "You Mustn't Quit." And it starts, "When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but never quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when you might have won if you'd stuck it out. Stick to your task, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with one more blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight. When you're hardest hit, it's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit." I love this particular poem because it's one of those where sometimes you just need someone to say, don't give up. And I think that that's so very important because today we're going to focus our extremely valuable attention on a topic that, again, isn't talked about enough. But when attention is paid to it and inspired action is taken to prepare for it, it's a wonderful way to always find peace, of course, within the storm and or be resilient, extra resilient, in fact, when life throws a fast one at you. We're going to talk about today how to move on when things don't go your way. I'm sure everyone has, in fact, had a sense of how important it is to build a strong foundation in your life. We all know that life can get messy. It can get chaotic, confusing, and certainly overwhelming. And it often leads to those difficult emotions that we usually are trying to avoid, which is disappointment, frustration, and, you know, even deep despair. But it's important to keep going. And today, my guest, Michael Becker, and I are going to, we're going to talk about how to take some time and find those important ways that we can look at those difficult times and ways to shore up our internal foundation so that we can move on when we need to and even build a better next path. So that the saying, you know, the failures make us stronger can actually be true. I know that we all struggle with that. So, Michael, how are you doing today?
I am very good, Jennifer. And once again, you've picked a great, great topic. And that was a wonderful poem that introduced it. That's a really, I know it's an older poem, but it's really, really great. So I'm really looking forward to the show today.
Isn't it great? I have that poem, and it's been with me for a very long time. I have it posted because it also goes along with this beautiful sign that I have inside, hanging in my inside front door. Whereas every time I step outside of my space, out into the world, I see that. And it's a Tibetan poem that talks about never giving up. And I just love it. It's so very important. And it's something that, you know, frankly, because we're human, we need to see. And so one thing I want to comment also about is, you know, that classic opportunity knocks in all the seemingly wrong places. But isn't it fascinating to look at how many wildly successful, peaceful, happy people we see now? They had times in their life where they had wild failures or tragic circumstances. And, you know, what made them continue on and essentially get back up on that horse again? And this weekend, I had the opportunity, for example, to watch Oprah. She aired a very rare interview with Tina Turner this weekend. And wow, she's a great example of this. In her own words, she said that from the moment she was born until she divorced an extremely abusive husband that many of us know the story about, Ike Turner, her life was a tragedy. That's what she said, is from the moment she was born until that moment, her life was a tragedy. Now, that is a lot of years. And we all know, too, that her story in that tragic time, she did try to commit suicide and various other things. But now it was so wonderful seeing her because she's living her glory days, as she puts it. She's healthy, happy, and essentially loving life. I mean, what did you think about that, Michael?
Yeah, it was quite amazing. Again, like most people, I knew the story, the background story of lots of, you know, a very lengthy abusive relationship that went on for years and the struggles to establish her own career and then the incredible rise to stardom in that career. But she also talked about how hard it was over the years, and that's a lot of work she's done. And she's 73 years old now.
Yes.
She looked, when I saw her, she looked younger than I'd seen, you know, when I remember seeing her doing stage shows 10 and 15 and 20 years ago. She looked younger, which is interesting. And then she even responded of, you know, why that is, because on the inside, she feels good. She feels peaceful. She feels like she's where she wants to be, doing what she wants to be doing. And that's a wonderful thing to see.
Isn't it? And when she was talking, she was really trying to find the words to express the fact that essentially inside she had a connection to not giving up. And, you know, I know that we all know this. Many individuals, we know, in fact, that we equate to success. They've seen tragic circumstances. They've failed. They've fallen hard in their lives, but have traveled the distance, didn't give up, and ultimately found their glory days, if you will. As she was calling it her glory days. And that's a wonderful way to put it, because I love the example of success that we talk about. Success is not how far you've come. It's the distance you traveled from where you started.
So true.
And I know that's one of your favorites.
It is, because it's easy to look at successful people and only see the superficial and see them at their point of success. and, you know, get the story that, oh, look at that. Look how they made it. Look how great everything is. But Tina really, you know, filled the rest of the story out to say that, hey, folks, there's so much you didn't see. There's so much you didn't know what I was experiencing. And I think that's true for many, many successful. In fact, I think it's true for almost all successful people, that they've been through a lot of difficult, challenging situations to get to the place where they are successful.
Indeed, indeed. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is really how to find that resilience inside of you, that, as they say, the tenacity of spirit, because it helps me, in fact, feel resilient when I reflect on how far I've come. And so that's so very important, because indeed, when we all look at ourselves, and especially our own personal self-value, how we see ourselves, That is extremely important, because your identity is attached to that. And there's ways that you want that to be attached, and certainly ways that you want to detach from that relative to your belief system. And that's another discussion. But it's very important, because in those times where, in fact, you need to be resilient, you have it inside of you. And that's so important to recognize, to find it inside. And I just want to say also, the idea of resilience is very, very important from the perspective, because I know that, and in fact, you know, so many of us, especially the younger generation, has a different idea of what resilience is. And it is something that generations and cultures learn in a certain way. And actually, it's really quite fascinating. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to move on, some of the wonderful tips and things that you need to think about so you can move on when things don't go your way. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. Metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and I've got Michael Becker here with me today. We are talking about how to find your strength, get back up, move forward again when life throws you that surprise lesson, as we all certainly know that ultimately they are. And we were just talking about this, and one thing I always want to put out there for everyone, because I'm a huge believer in making sure that when we're all having such a wonderful discussion that we're all on the same page. And I know it's one of my pet peeves out there that when people are having conversations over so many years, I think, with the English language, there have been so many times that people have assigned different meanings or new meanings or just add-ons to various types of words that we use out there. And then ultimately, when you're having a conversation, the comprehension is sometimes, you know, missed and, you know, in too many times, frankly, many people are not on the same page when they're all talking together. And so I just want to make a couple of comments about when I talk about resilience, because as we all know, resilience is the ability to work with adversity in such a way that people can come through it unharmed or ideally better for the experience. And resilience means facing life's difficulties with courage and certainly patience and refusing to give up. This is a great example. It's the quality of character that allows a person or certainly a group of people to rebound from misfortune, hardships, traumas. And resilience, it's rooted in our tenacity of spirit, a determination to embrace all that makes life worth living, even in the face of overwhelming odds. When we have a clear sense of identity and purpose, we are more resilient. And it's because we can hold fast to our vision of a better future, which is all about certainly hope. Hope is a very big deal here. And we were also just talking about There's an aspect where generations understood resilience differently. Certainly, certain generations had harder times than our younger generation, frankly, has had. And they understand what really, when difficult times come about and how they got through it. Wouldn't you say, Michael, it's a really interesting dichotomy?
It really is. And I see it all around me. And I see it particularly in my father, who's 93 years old, and he had a very, very hard life, you know, the Depression and World War II and trying to, you know, make a career for himself and no real formal education and all these hardships that he had to overcome. I mean, that generation, when I look at them, they had to be incredibly resilient. I mean, if you weren't resilient, you weren't going to make it.
Right.
And that's changed. I think you're absolutely right. I think younger people today that I see, you know, they've had it pretty darn good and haven't gone through a lot of hardships, so they haven't had to be very resilient.
Right.
And that is interesting to me, because resilience is something, once you've experienced it and you understand it, you can, you know, you can kind of call it up as you need it in life situations. So it can be an incredible ally to your, you know, your movement through life.
Right, right. And let's be honest, because I know a lot of people, too, have gone through maybe difficulties in their childhood where they didn't get the support. Because I know when you go through something challenging, having support around you is very, very important. However, there are people who did not have that support around them, and yet they found something inside of them that moved them through it, and they got to the other side of whatever that was. And yes, we all know it's better to have support, certainly, but there's other ways to also get that support. And I'm one of those individuals who I didn't get the support, but I found and observed ways that I could get that support. And I am one of those believers that, you know what, the support doesn't have to come from where you thought it should have come from. As long as you do, you can truly develop the support in your life, not only that you can provide it yourself, but as well as people around you. It does not have to be where you thought it should have come from. So one thing I want to really put out there too, which is incredibly important for resilience and getting through those hard times, getting through those expectations that ultimately didn't get met, which is patience. That is the first absolute, very critical piece inside of us. And you know what? This isn't something that may come naturally for some people. And it does take practice, but practice does make perfect. And just like my wonderful mentors out there, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, whereas he talks about the synapses in our brain, when they wire together or they fire together, they'll wire together. And what he's meaning by that is, you can become a master at anything that you put your attention on because you're ultimately wiring your brain that way. And that ultimately comes in the form of habits eventually, and including patience. Patience is something that ultimately does take a little practice. And the best way really to practice that is to have a spiritual practice of some kind. I'm again, firm believer in finding something. And a spiritual practice may simply mean that you've got a particular type of exercise that you participate in every day, or you have something gardening, or a book that books you read at a certain time of day that is a place where you consistently get yourself centered and balanced. Meditation, absolutely fantastic. Yoga, certain mantras, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that you've got to create that for yourself, because otherwise you lose your center that you just mentioned. And when you lose your center, you drift.
Right.
And you find yourself very impatient, very uncomfortable, and you don't know why. And it's because you've lost your center, that balance point. And it doesn't matter how you find it. You know, I hear a lot of people say meditation. Meditation is fine, but it's not for everyone. Some people
right.
have a very hard time with it. But it doesn't matter. The things you mentioned, though, look at it, you know, find the thing that works for you and get yourself centered on a daily basis. And a lot of things will change just by doing that.
That's absolutely true. And when I find that if I've missed some of the, I do several things, meditation, I'm not an everyday person that does it. Some people do that every day. However, I do that probably 3 times a week. And the other days, I have other mantras that I go through where I literally, that is about being centered. I mean, that's where my attention is on being centered and balanced. If I don't do that, I lose the center. So it is a daily practice. No matter how far you've come, it's a daily practice because we are human beings. And so another aspect that I really want to put out there, which is something human beings talk about, that practice releasing regrets. This is a big one and a great quote. Unfortunately, I'm not sure. I don't know who put this quote out there, but it's a great one, which is, "The saddest summary of life contains 3 descriptions: could have, might have, and should have." Wow. That is very, very important because we want to dwell on things that, like, there is no tomorrow. What did we do wrong? What should we have done differently? And our minds seem to want to rehash those things. Again, our brains want to do this. It's how it works. And we want to do it as if by rehashing it, it's somehow going to be productive. Dwelling causes suffering. There's no other way to say that. The important thing to do in these scenarios is to recognize that you are dwelling on something and ask yourself to help your mind come back to the moment. Several simple ways actually to do this also quickly is that immediately start thinking about something you're grateful for in life in that moment. And this gently and firmly pulls your mind back into the moment. When you think about something that you're grateful for, like maybe it's a friend with you or the chair you're sitting on, maybe it's comfortable, whatever that is, or maybe you just want to be grateful for the fact that you've become fully awake in that moment and present and recognize that you are fully present. Those moments are critical and very, very important to bringing ourselves back. But the key is, and you don't have to do anything more than this, which is just notice that you're dwelling on something. You're trying to rehash it because you think, if I rehash this and turn this over and over and over enough, I'm going to discover the answer that I didn't see already. And it never happens that way. So very important, recognize if you're dwelling on something. And that's, again, releasing the regrets of the past. That's also extremely helpful. And so the next item we're going to talk about is something we all need to do no matter where you are in life, what you've been doing in life. There is the idea of forgiveness. And I'm not talking about forgiving other people, which is extremely valuable, but you can do that best by forgiving yourself. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too. But you know what? Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about releasing working with the forgiveness and talking about the valuable life vests that can protect you when those learning opportunities certainly come your way. I'm Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are back on Inspire in Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about how to be strong and move on when things don't go your way. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact us. You can reach us at our website at inspiredactionliving.com and certainly inspiredactionradio.com. Our email is care, C-A-R-E, at inspiredactionliving.com. And we were just talking about some of the areas that when you focus on these areas, it's really helpful to find that resilience in you, help you move through and, in fact, get to the other side of those times in your life when you feel like something has failed or you feel like something very hard is coming and or happening and you're not really sure how you're going to get to the other side. One thing we know we can all agree on is that time moves on. We know this, and it's so also very helpful to look back at our time in our life when, you know what, you've had a difficult time in your life before, and you did get through it. So those are pieces that are important to look back on. But one very, very important piece that is so critical, which is we spend some time forgiving other people for various things that they've done. I know that we all have done this for some. Maybe we still need to do this for others. But very important, which is to forgive ourselves, to forgive yourself. Along with dwelling, we tend to want to beat ourselves up over mistakes we've made. You have to remind yourself that you're a human being. You're going to make mistakes. You are entitled, and everyone is. Everyone does. The good news is you can learn from them and improve your path every time. Now, the only path, in my opinion, worth traveling is a path where you like yourself. You like yourself. You admire and love yourself. Forgiveness is the only road that actually takes you to this path. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Oh, so, so true, because it's like when I work with people on a, you know, on a coaching basis, and I get this a lot, you know, that people are beating themselves up with regrets and punishing themselves. And I tell them, you know, it's like the idea that if you have a favorite video or a video that you really like, would you play it every day? Would you play it every day? And almost everyone says, no, I wouldn't. And I say, why? Because you're not getting anything out of it anymore. You know, you've taken it as far as it can go, and to continue playing it and viewing it is really, it's not really not helpful. It's actually, it's counterproductive. And that's really the same as you were suggesting of, you know, beating yourself up for mistakes and choices you wish you had been different. But you have to stop doing that, because playing that video over and over again doesn't do any good at all.
Right, right. And we have to just be aware that, okay, you know what? I'm a human being. I have a brain, and the brain wants to do that. But you get to control your brain. That's the important key here. And sometimes we forget. We get involved and we get too far in the middle where we can't pull ourselves out and be who we are really meant to be, which is the observer. pulling ourselves out and being able to watch what it is that's happening. So then we get to choose another path. And one of the other areas that's so critically important is to accept where you're at right now. Accept where you are right now. Don't think about your time having been lost. That's another thing that we tend to want to do. Your time's never lost, ever. Everything you go through is never time wasted, no matter what age you are. Acceptance is a key part of helping your mind and your heart come together and understand that everything happens for a reason, which is another area that I think many people kind of differ on this belief system of whether you think things happen for a reason. Sometimes that reason is only for your soul to know, frankly. But you are exactly where you need to be right now. And that's something by telling ourselves this sometimes, we need to do that. And the only perfect thing you can do right now, it's a perfect thing, which is accept where you are and then appreciate where you can go. Because the opportunities are what we have trouble seeing until we've accepted where we're at. And we can do that. That's something everyone has the ability to do. But we forget. That's why it's so important saying these things out loud, is we do forget. And so that's a critical piece. The other critical piece is use your memory for reality and not fantasy. Brain scientists actually suggest that 20% of us suffer from what we call the complicated loss. It's a persistent sense of longing for something you lost with a romanticized version of it. And that longing has an addictive quality to our brain chemistry. That's what's interesting here, and that's what's important to know. And by knowing it, you can get back into the observer point of view. The important thing here is to remember the failure, mistake, or loss, or whatever that was that you are going through or have gone through, with both the good parts and the bad parts of that circumstance, of that situation. We tend to want to go through something, and once we're past what we go through it and we haven't let it go and it's still plaguing us because we're thinking, oh, I lost it and it was so perfect and it was so wonderful and all these, you know, incredible things happened and it's never going to happen again. But we forget to think about, okay, you know what? Everything has a balance. There's a good and a bad. There's always two sides to it. And by doing this, it makes it easier to let it go. It gets it back in reality. And it prevents the fantasy we're telling ourselves from persisting. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
So true. And we have to make that distinction in ourselves about what is fantasy and what is reality. Because you were suggesting it earlier, which is just because you get to the point where you can let go of something, accepting where you are at the moment, that's not an end point. That's actually a starting point for something new and something better.
Right.
So it's like, I know a lot of people resist this because they don't want to admit that, you know, this is the way it is, because it may be a difficult situation at the moment. I understand that. And we've all been through it. But if you don't see it as a beginning point, you can get stuck in that place for a long time. And frankly, you can be wasting a lot of time that you could be applying to creating something brand new and even better.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And the big question here, of course, is that helps that process along is something also that I need to mention, which happens out there, which is that, you know, when something happens in your life that's very difficult, and certainly you're going to find others around you sympathetic at first, offering, again, sympathy, empathy, support. But it's not long and it's because of our fast-paced society that people begin to lose patience with you. They're in their minds, they start saying, get over it already, is their new message, essentially. And again, it's part of what's going on in our society. But it's also very important to, it's many intuitives out there are the ones that really feel that piece of it mostly, but it's really important to let yourself feel what you feel. Losing something that you've wanted or expected can feel like a mini death. there's a grieving process. You know, it's the process of you're shocked and you're in denial. You can't believe it. And next you're feeling, of course, hurt and guilty and then angry. And then we start all the mind games of negotiating with ourselves. We're working, trying to work this situation mentally. You become demanding. You even in your mind become defensive. And then you get back, of course, the back to hurt, feeling depressed. And it's okay. You have to be kind to yourself. You have to go through the feelings. Let them come. Let them occur. And because there's ways to speed up that process and, in fact, make the entire process lighter and more flexible. Because as you're going through the process, you're staying aware. It's very important to stay aware. Awareness, I mean, it's a process. This is a process of grief and that you're feeling it. That's what you're aware of, is about yourself. It's a grief process. I'm aware of it. I'm feeling it. You can sit completely with it without any attachment. Let it just happen to you. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you really sit with those feelings and feel them, don't deny them, don't push them off, then you get to the ability where you can, you know, you're not your mind. You have the ability to look at yourself from the outside as an observer. This allows you to identify and label it as grief from whatever has occurred. And the miracle here is the next thing that happens is suddenly by labeling it, there's a detachment that occurs. The intensity, the pain, guilt, discomfort, it starts to melt away magically. It dissipates. This viewpoint actually takes a little practice, but that's a very important to do. Is we tend to try to resist. We get into this resistance phase. And you know what? It's okay to feel it. Sit down. Allow yourself that time. We are, again, human beings. We have to go through the human process. If you allow that and know you're a human being, then you can also allow for the fact that you have a higher self. You have an observer, your consciousness. You're able to watch what's going on, feel for yourself, but watch what's going on. And then by labeling it, saying it out loud, what this is, and then you're going to find the magic after that. I just, you know, I guarantee you. And what's really, really fascinating here is the reconnection we have with, again, our glory days that actually does come from that. And that's really fascinating. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to, of course, talk about how to be strong, move on, and have some tips on what you can do right now to attend to those boundaries and how to work the tips going forward. So we're going to take a break. This is Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Can you understand me? Baby, don't you have
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are building our boundaries and talking about how to pick ourselves up and move on when life's lessons and feelings of failure get in our way. And we were just talking about this, and one area, again, that I really want to put out there that's so important is reconnecting with who you are in all your glory without any attachments. Because you are a strong, positive, and passionate person. You were before the thing that happened, the fall or loss that may have occurred that you have had to deal with and get past. And you are also right now. You don't need anything or anyone to be what I call a glorious human being, because inside you have everything you need. Nothing outside of yourself should ever define your identity. That's important. Nothing outside of ourselves should ever define our identity. It helps to separate ourselves from hoping with the past in mind and practicing hoping, again, practicing, hoping with the future in mind. You have the fantastic ability, we have the ability to put our attention where we want it. So put your attention on a hopeful future by creating your perfect new scenarios with your imagination, because that's something else we have intact, imagination. And just remember, again, no past attachments. It's letting go opens you up to the incredible new possibilities. If something is in the way for that wonderful new thing that's coming in your life, it's going to be in the way. You need to just let it go. And you will be surprised at the energy that that releases. What do you think, Michael?
That is so true. Again, it's just, you know, you can't live in the past, because there's a real simple phrase that I learned many years ago, which was, the past does not exist anymore. It only exists if you keep it alive in your mind. The actual past has come and gone. It doesn't. There's no reality to it other than what you say in your own mind.
Right.
And since we control our minds, and this is that other concept that it's a little bit challenging sometimes, but we are not our minds. It's like you sitting in front of the computer, using the computer. You're not the computer. Okay, the computer is something you control. And when we realize that we control our minds, we realize that we can let go of things we want to let go of and bring on things we want to create.
Right.
That is incredibly meaningful and incredibly powerful for everyone.
Right, absolutely. And when we also think about this process, it's important to keep in mind that we have personal boundaries. And one of the areas, too, that I think is extremely helpful, again, talking about this out loud, is that a lot of people don't consider their boundaries very often. By considering your boundaries, putting your attention on your personal boundaries, it helps, because if we don't do that, many things can happen, and they become very porous. They become there's a lot of holes that get in. And when we're talking about resilience, because life is going to be messy at times, we're going to need to go through things to be able to come out of those things, be strong, and in fact create a better path than we had. Those are the important things to remember, is considering your boundaries, because they're not made to keep love, acceptance, forgiveness, or kindness out. Our boundaries are made to keep you healthy, strong, focused, peaceful, passionate, and effective. And to do this, we must understand that's healthy boundaries, what healthy boundaries are. Having boundaries also doesn't give you the right to, or does not give you permission to beat up on yourself or cut yourself down. Healthy boundaries, again, keeps that focus, keeps you strong, keeps you peaceful and passionate. Ultimately, you are effective. And there's several tips that I want to throw out there, because they're very, very helpful. And it's about appreciating what's in front of you, because in those moments when we go through that disappointment or loss, or we're feeling stuck, there's several things. And I'm going to start with the first thing that I do. If I'm in that moment where, I need to clear out a few things so I could see the potential, is I actually find or create a CD that has one of my inspirational teachers on it. And I have several teachers that I love and I work with all the time. And I put them on a CD or iPod, however you want to do it, but I like to go for a drive. I actually put the CD in my car and I go for a drive every time. It's phenomenal, and it focuses you to listen to what is being said. Another area which is important, everybody needs to master this, develop this skill, which is make a list of your strengths. When you are feeling down, or you're feeling a bit hopeless, or you're feeling just you're not able to figure out what step to take or what to do next, it's important to, you know what, sit down and make a list of your strengths. And I know some people find it hard to do, but do it anyway. Make a list of your strengths. The other area is put your attention again on hope for your future. You indeed always have a very hopeful future. And this is a skill to develop that's very important. And finally, a couple things. Help someone else. When you're stuck in your place and it doesn't feel well, it's extremely therapeutic to help someone else. Just go out there and help someone do whatever it is that they need done. And also, finally, exercise, walk, run, hike, get a massage. This is a physical thing that we can get our bodies in action for, because it releases the serotonin in our bodies that helps us feel better. That's also extremely important. So those are really important pieces that I think really can get us moving along. And so, Michael, I want to make sure I have a chance to say thank you so much for your wonderful insights today. I always appreciate you so much.
I really enjoyed it, Jennifer, as I always do.
And I want to also say this, is that, you know what, creating closure doesn't mean repressing our feelings. It means it doesn't mean forgetting about what happened to you. It simply means that you put less emphasis on the past in order to create a future. You let today in, tomorrow in, and next week in, next year in. Then one day you're going to recognize that you've indeed gotten over it. And that's what's absolutely critical here. So too, and we're certainly open to questions. If you have any questions, definitely reach us at our website, inspiredactionliving.com, or our email at care@inspiredactionliving.com. And we are here every Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And next week, we are going to be talking to all those highly sensitive people out there. Again, topic is calling all highly sensitive people. If you lean towards the sensitive side of life, definitely be here next Wednesday. We're going to talk about this and talk about the strengths and challenges that those types go through. It's going to be a fantastic show, and especially intuitive feeling-based individuals out there. And so I want to thank everyone. Have a wonderful week, everyone. I know you can get past these things and become a stronger, more effective person on the other side. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.